Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yudam Beis. We're holding on Yudam and Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, by the words Tanur Rabbanan at the end of the line. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Kol HaLishkei Shayu B'Mikdosh, all the different rooms, all the different chambers that they had in the Beis HaMikdosh, so L'Hayu Lahen Mezuzah, so they didn't have a mezuzah, no one lived in those chambers, so Mamela there was no Chiyuv Mezuzah. Chutz, with the exception of Lishchas Parhedrin, except for the Lishchas Parhedrin, Shahaya ba Beis Dira, the Kohen Gadol, because it had a Beis Dira for the Kohen Gadol, like we've been talking about, that for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol lived in the Lishchas Parhedrin. So the Gemara is saying that even though all, the Tanakama holds that even though all the other Lishchas in the Beis HaMikdash did not have a mezuzah, the Lishchas Parhedrin was chayv a mezuzah since it was considered a Beis Dira for the Kohen Gadol. So it was considered a Beis Dira, Mamela was chayv in mezuzah. Tosis points out over here that if so, the Lishkas Beis HaEven, which we decided that that's where the Kayin HaSarif HaSapara would go for his Prisha 7 days before the Sreif HaSapara, so the Lishkas Beis HaEven should also be Chayv in Mezuzah, because it was a Beis Dira for the Kayin HaSarif HaSapara. So Tosis gives two terutzim. Either Tosis says, you could say that the Gemara over here is speaking specifically about Lishkas that were in the Kodesh, and therefore the Lishkas counts the Lishkas Parhedrin. However, the Lishkas Beis HaEven wasn't in the Kodesh. It was on Har HaBayis, but it wasn't in the Kodesh, so that's why it doesn't count Lishkas Beis HaEven. Inami Tosis says, you could say that the reason why Lishkas Beis HaEven wasn't Chayv in Mezuzah, even though it also housed the Kohenes HaSarif HaSapara for 7 days, is because that wasn't a yearly event. It's not like every year they were burning a Paraduma. Every year the Kohen Gadol was being pirished before Yom Kippur. So therefore that was considered a Dira for the Kohen Gadol. However, the Lishkas Beis HaEven wasn't something that was used on a yearly basis, so Mamela wasn't considered Beis Dira. The Shagas Aryeh asks that even the Lishkas Parhedrin shouldn't be Chayv in Mezuzah. The Shagas Aryeh and Gevuras Aryeh over here. He asks that even the Lishkas Parhedrin shouldn't be Chayv in Mezuzah. It's mashma, we'll see soon in the Gemara, it's mashma that the Tanakama holds that this Chayv Mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin is a Chayv Daraisa. Ask the Shagas Aryeh that the Gemara Menachos and Memdaldom and Aleph says that a house is only considered a Beis Dira to be Chayv in Mezuzah if a person lives there for 30 days. So over here, where the Kohen Gadol was only there for 7 days, so it shouldn't be Chayv in Mezuzah. And even though the Gemara Menachos says that in Eretz Yisrael it's different, in Eretz Yisrael a person's Chayv in Mezuzah right away, even if he's there for less than 30 days, it's clear that that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. It's only Din D'Rabbanan because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because we want it to be that when a person puts up a mezuzah, so the halacha is that when he leaves the house, he's not allowed to take the mezuzahs with him. So we want it to be that he should be chayv in mezuzah right away, because this way, if he leaves, he's not going to be able to take his mezuzahs with him. So it's going to be harder for him to leave, and he might end up staying in Eretz Yisrael. So because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so Chazal said that it's chayv in mezuzah right away. But Be'etzem, the chiyuv midaraisa is only if you're there for 30 days. So if there's only a chiyuv mezuzah when you're in a house for 30 days, so why is the Lishkas Parhedrin chayv in mezuzah midaraisa? It's mashma, we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that the Tanakama was mechayv the Lishkas Parhedrin in mezuzah midaraisa. Frakta Shagas Aryeh, why is it Chayv Midaraisa? He's not there for 30 days. So the Shagas Aryeh says, perhaps you could say that being that there's a Chayv for him to be there, even though it's only for 7 days, but being that he's Chayv to be there, so that automatically makes a certain Chashivas to consider it a Dira, even though he's only there for 7 days. And he brings a Dugma that we find in Hilchos Sukkah, that even though generally during Sukkot, if a person eats a kazayis, so it's not considered a chashava achila. It's considered an achilas ara, it's considered a snack. But still on the first night of Sukkot, where there's a chiv to eat a kazayis, we learn out tesvav tesvam from Chag HaPesach, so there's a chiv to eat a kazayis, so memela that kazayis is now considered an achilas kava. It makes a chashivas when there's a chiv to eat that kazayis, so it makes a chashivas. So too says the Shagas Aryeh, that being that the Kohen Gadol is chayv to be there for these 7 days, so it could be the pshat is that now makes it into a chashav adira, that now even though he's not there for 30 days, so that the chiv itself could create it, that this is now considered his makom dira, and it's chayv in mezuzah midaraisa. Like we see, that's the sheet of the Tanakama over here, that the Lishkas Parhedrin is chayv in mezuzah midaraisa. However, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'alei kama lishkais hayu b'mikdash. There were many chambers in the base of Mikdash, shahayu lahan beis dira, that served as a beis dira. For the Rashi says, for the Shemri Habayis, the watchmen, the people that were chayiv responsible for guarding the base of Mikdash. So they slept over. So there were a lot of chambers that served as a beis dira, and they didn't have mezuzah. V'lo hayu lahan mezuzah. El Lishkas Parhedrin. They didn't have a mezuzah. Only the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah. So it must be, it's not because the Lishkas Parhedrin was considered a beis dira. It's not because it housed the Kohen Gadol. Because if so, then all these Lishkas should have a mezuzah. Rather, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda Gzeira Haisa. The Lishkas Parhedrin only had a mezuzah. It was just a din darabana. Not a din daraisa because it was considered a dira. If it was a din daraisa because it was considered a dira, so then all the Lishkas should have a mezuzah because they housed the Shaimrim. Ella says the Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah was because of Gzeira, which the Gemara doesn't speak out now, but we'll see in Amud Beis, at the end of Amud Beis. The Gemara says it was Gzeira, that people shouldn't say, perhaps Leitzanim, shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked up in a jail. That because there's no mezuzah, so the jail is pater mezuzah, so it looks like the Kohen Gadol is locked up in a jail, and people are going to be making fun. And I guess it's a zilzul in the covet of the Kohen. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says it was only chayiv midrabanan in mezuzah because of the gzera, but not an actual chayiv because of dira. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why taka isn't it considered a dira? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. The Gilyan switches it to Rabba. Rabba says, Ksava Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda understood. He held that kol bayis she'inu asur limaisa chama v'limaisa gishamim. Any house that's not meant to be used both for the summer and for the winter, so ain't a bias, it doesn't have a shame bias, so that's why it's not chayv and mezuzah, because it's not considered a bias, because it's not meant to serve as a house, as a dira for both, for the whole year, so therefore it's not considered a bias. Really, it's only considered a bias if it serves all year round. But the pasuk says the kasi is beis hakayitz. So you see, you can have something called a bias, even though it's only meant for the chayiv, even though it's only meant for the winter, or only meant for the summer. It calls it a winter house and the summer house. So you see, you can have something that has a shame bias, even though it's only meant for just the winter, or just for the summer. So Amar Lei, so the Gemara says back, Rabbi says back, Bayis Chayrif, who Bayis, Beis Chayrif, who Beis Kayet Zikri, and Chanam, you can have something called a winter house and a summer house, but Bayis Stamala Ikri, but you'll never find it that when it's only serving for the winter, only serving for the summer, that it's called a Bayis Stam. Something's only called a Bayis if it serves all year round. And that's what Rabbi says back. Esfeh Bayi, affected by a different Kasha. We learned in a Braisa, or in a Mishnah, Sukkah Sachag Bichag, that the Sukkah of Sukkahs on Sukkahs, so a regular Sukkah on Sukkahs, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev in Meiser, which means that it's considered Rias Pnei Abayis. If a person brings Tevel into a Sukkah, so it's considered like he brought it into his house, then now it's Chayev in Meiser, and meaning it's Chayev in Meiser, he's not even allowed to snack from it. Normally before it's Chayev in Meiser, so he's allowed to at least eat from it Achilas Arai, he's allowed to take a snack. Now it's considered that it's mamish chayiv and meiser, and he's not even allowed to take a snack from it until he takes off meiser. So it's chayiv, it's considered rias pnei habayis. So sukkah sachag b'chag rabbi mechayiv, that he's mechayiv the meiser, that's considered rias pnei habayis. It's considered a bias. V'chachamim patron, and the chachamim say it's potter. It's not considered Riyas Pnei Abayis. But Tanya Allah, and we learned in the Braisa about this Machlaikis, that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayiv Be'eruv U'Bezuzo V'Meiser. That Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mechayiv, that he considers it a house, he considers it a house meaning three things. For Eruv, which means for Eruv Chatzeris, Rashi speaks out, that if this Sukkah opens into a Chatzah with other houses, so they all have to make an Eruv Chatzeris with the Bala Sukkah as well. And it's Chayiv Mezuzo, meaning even though it's not a dira all year round, which is why we're bringing this down in the first place. The Abai is asking from here, you see it's chayv and mezuzah, even though the person's not in the sukkah all year round. It's only for a couple days of the year, for a week, let's say, of the year. And still it's chayv and mezuzah. The sukkah is chayv and mezuzah. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Uva meiser is also chayv and meiser, like we just spoke out, that's considered rias pnei abayis. But the point is that it's chayv and mezuzah. So it's a kasha and rabba. How could rabba say that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Lishkas Parhedrin is pater midaraisa and mezuzah, is because it doesn't serve as a house all year round. But Rabbi Yehuda himself said that the sukkah is chayiv mezuzah. V'chi teima midrabanan, says the Gemara, and if you'll say that this b'raisa just means that it's chayiv midrabanan, but in a chanami, it's not chayiv midaraisa, because midaraisa, it's not, something's not considered a dira unless it serves as a dira all year round. So maybe you'll say that this b'raisa just means midrabanan, says the Gemara, you can't say that. Why? Because bishlam e'erva mezuzah ikal meimer midrabanan. In a chanami, by e'erva mezuzah, you would theoretically be able to say, that Rabbi Yehuda just meant midrabanan. There's nothing wrong with saying that there's a chayiv midrabanan in mezuzah, or a chiv midrabanan in Erev. So that would work. Ela meiser miikla meimer midrabanan. But could you say that Rabbi Yehuda was machayvin and meiser midrabanan? Is a shaykh to say such a thing? Would the rabbanan really do such a thing? Dilma, says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Dilma asid lefrushe min a chiv ala pater, min a pater ala chiv. The rabbanan would never make a chiv meiser midrabanan, because then someone might come to take off meiser from something which is chayiv on something which is pater, or from something which is pater on something which is chayiv. Which means that the halacha is that when a person is mafresh trumas and meisers, so the halacha is that it only works if the thing that you're taking off as truma or meiser, and the thing that you're taking it for is chayiv and meiser. Meaning, let's say you take off grape A. Grape A is going to be your meiser for this pile of grapes. So the halacha is that grape A is only, it only works, this whole the whole chalais of meiser is only chal if grape A is chayiv and meiser and the pile is chayiv and meiser. You have to take off something which is chayiv for something which is chayiv. So if grape A is chayiv and meiser, and the pile that you're taking off grape A as meiser for is chayiv and meiser, so then grape A is now meiser, and the pile is now chulin. Now you can eat from it. However, if any one of those things are pater, even if it's only just pater midaraisa and chayiv midarabanan, if any one of those things are pater from meiser, so then the halacha is that it's not chal. The meiser is not chal. So the Gemara is saying that Chazal would never make a chiv meiser midrabanan, because then someone might by mistake take off meiser from something which is pater on something which is chayiv, or vice versa. Which means, sometimes if let's say grape A was this grape that only was chayiv midrabanan because it went into the sukkah. So someone might by mistake come to take off grape A as meiser for his pile of grapes which went into his house mamish, that they're mamish chayiv and meiser. And that's not going to work. He's going to think it worked, and he's going to go ahead and eat tevel, and he's going to think that this is meiser, and really it's not. So therefore, Chazal would never make a chiyuv meiser midrabanan. Now, Tosis over here on the top of Yudam Abayis points out that we do find that Chazal make chiyuvim midrabanan of meiser. We just had recently about the mai is a chiyuv midrabanan in meiser. But Taisa says that when any time Chazal make a chiv midrabanan in meiser, it's always nicker that it's only midrabanan. Like lamashal by demai, so you being that you're not taking off truma gedayla, so it's nicker that this is only midrabanan. But Chazal would never make a chiv meiser midrabanan in a way that it looks like it's chayv midaraisa. And therefore the Gemara is saying, that it can't be that this braisa, when it said that Rabbi Yehuda was mechayv the sukkah in Erev, mezuzah, and meiser, that it only meant midrabanan, because there's no way Chazal would ever make a chiyuv meiser midrabanan. So it must be, it means midaraisa. If it means midaraisa, so it comes out it's chayv and mezuzah midaraisa. So you see that there could be a chiyuv mezuzah midaraisa on a sukkah, even though it doesn't serve as a dira for the entire year. So it's a kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah said that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that the lishkas parhedrin is pater midaraisa mezuzah is because it doesn't serve as a dira all year round. But here we see that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that you don't need a house. You don't need it to be serving as a house all year round to be chayiv in mezuzah midaraisa. Because even a sukkah is chayiv in mezuzah midaraisa, even though it doesn't serve as a house all year round. So therefore says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, therefore says Abaye, different pshat. You want to know why Rabbi Yehuda holds the lishkas parhedrin is pater midaraisa in mezuzah? Says Abaye, b'shiva dekuli amolei pligidim mechayva. And the answer is, says Abaye, because Enechanam, he doesn't hold its pater. During the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol's in the Lishkas Parhedrin, everybody holds its chayv midarais and mezuzah, even Rabbi Yehuda's maida, because it doesn't need to serve as a house all year round. It's the fact that the Kohen Gadol's living there, even though it's just for 7 days, so it's chayv and mezuzah, midaraisa. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda agree to such a thing. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes that Rabbi Yehuda asked on the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda said that really the chayv mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin is only midrabanan. It's b'sharya ma'is hashana. They were arguing about the rest of the year. That the rabbanan savri gazrin and sharya ma'is hashana atu shiva. The rabbanan held that we're geyser the rest of the year atu these 7 days. up to these 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is during his Prishon in the Lishkas Perhedrin, so it's Chayvim is all year round. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Loi Gazrinan, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not Gezer the rest of the year up to the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is being Pirish into the Lishkas Perhedrin. Now, still Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Chayvim Midrabanan, and that's a different reason. He holds it's Chayvim Midrabanan, so that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked up in a jail. So that people shouldn't say that. But it's a different, it's not like a Chiv Mizuzah Midrabanan. It's a Gzera, Atus, that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked in a jail. And that's what Eliashiv over here in his Ha'aris points out, is that in this stage in the Gemara, it comes out that Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, during the 7 days the Kohen Gadol is there, it's Chayiv Midaraisa. And even during the rest of the year, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, everyone agrees that it's Chayiv Midarabanan. It's just the shaila of what the Rabbanan is. The Rabbanan hold that it's Chayiv Midarabanan, a gzera up to the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is there. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Chayiv Midarabanan, the mezuzah, the rest of the year, so that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is inside of a jail. So everyone holds that it's Chayiv Midarabanan, it's just the shaila of what the Rabbanan is. And he says that there could be a nafkamina regarding the bracha. Do you make a bracha when you put up a mezuzah in the Lishkas Perhedrin the rest of the year? Lefi the Rabbanan, says Rav Eliashiv. Lefi the Rabbanan who say that it's chayiv midar Rabbanan mezuzah up to the 7 days, so it's a regular chayiv midar Rabbanan, and therefore you can make a bracha. Alts the chayiv midar Rabbanan, you can make a bracha. However, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not really a chayiv midar Rabbanan mezuzah. It's not chayiv in mezuzah at all, even midar Rabbanan. There's no gezeira up to the 7 days. It's just that we don't want people to say that the Kohen Gadol is in the jail, and therefore, we put up a mezuzah, but it's not really a chiv midrabanan of mezuzah. And therefore, says Rav Eliashiv, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you would not make a bracha on the mezuzah. So there could still be a nafkamina. Although I did see in a Sefer Tshuvas Agrach that someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky if lefi Rabbi Yehuda you would make a bracha when you put up the mezuzah, and he said that it was pashad yes. That pashad lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's a regular chiv midrabanan. That it could be the reason for the chiv is because the people shouldn't say the Kohen Gadol is locked up in the jail. But lemaisa, now it's a chiv midrabanan to put up a mezuzah. But either way, the point is that I just want to point out that at this stage of the Gemara, it comes out that Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Chiyav Midarabanan, there's really not such a big machlekes. Everybody holds during the 7 days, there's a Chiyav Midaraisa Mezuzah, and everybody holds the rest of the year, it's a Chiyav Midarabanan, it's just a shail of what the Rabbanan is, and we said a potential nafkamina. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Le Rava, Rava said to Abaye, so again, so this was Abaye's pshat in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakhama. Amar Le Rava, Rava then says to Abaye, Vasukas Achag B'chakitani, how could you tell me that everybody's Maida, that during the 7 days there's a Chiyav Mezuzah, but by the Braisa that we mentioned before, it spoke about the Sukas Achag B'chag, the Mishnah over there says that the Rabbanan word said it's Potter, and from the Braisa we see that the Machlokes wasn't just about Maiser, it was a Machlokes about Mezuzah also, and the Rabbanan said it's potter, even during the 7 days. It says Sukkos Achag B'chag, the Sukkah of Sukkos during Sukkos, and still the Rabbanan said potter. So how could you tell me that everybody holds during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol and the Lishkas Perhedrin that it's Chayiv in Mezuzah? But we see by Sukkah that it doesn't seem to be the case. By Sukkah we find that even during the 7 days of Sukkos itself, some say it's potter from Mezuzah. So Elamar Rava, this is Pshat. B'shayim ma'is hashanu kuliyamu le'pligi diptura. Everybody's ma'ida during the rest of the year. Out, meaning, with the except, not during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol and the Lishkas Perhedrin. During the rest of the year, everybody's ma'ida that it's potter from mezuzah. Ki pligi b'shiva. The machlekes is about the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is there. Now the question on that, that's what we thought originally. That's how we understood the machlekes originally. That the machlekes, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, is during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is there. That the Tanakama said it's chayiv midarais and mezuzah, and Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it's not chayiv. We got stuck because by Sukkah, we brought a braisa which showed that Rabbi Yehuda held that it is chayiv and mezuzah. That's how this whole Shaka Vatari started. So what's Rava going to say back about that? Says the Gemara, that Rava says that the Lishka time aluchot, and the Machleksim have nothing to do with each other. You ask that how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda said that the Lishka's Perhedrin is putter during the 7 days of Prisha, but by Sukkah you said that the Sukkah is chayiv during the seven days of Sukkahs, so it's a stira. The answer is that no, the Machleksim have nothing to do with each other. Sukkah time aluchot, Sukkah is its own reason. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the Sukkah is chayiv in mezuzah, so says the Gemara, he's l'tameh, he's l'shitasoi, da'amar Sukkah. sukkah is diras kava b'inan. Rabbi Huda Shita is in Mesechah Sukkah that the sukkah needs to be a diras kava, right? That's why he's machshir a sukkah that's even lamala michaf amma, even if it's taller than 20 amas. He says the sukkah that's taller than 20 amas is kasher because he holds the sukkah needs to be a diras kava. So Rabbi Huda Zoshitasa that the sukkah is considered a diras kava and therefore mechayva b'mezuzah, it's chayva mezuzah. V'rabbanan l'tamayu, and the rabbanan who over there by sukkah said that it's pater from a mezuzah, they're l'shitasam d'amar sukkah diras ara b'inan, who say that the sukkah is not allowed to be l'malam yasimama. It has to be less than that. So because they hold that the sukkah needs to be a diras arai, v'loy mechayva b'mezuzah, therefore it's not chayva mezuzah. V'lishka time alachud, and the lishka's parhedron has its own reason, rabbanan who say that it's chayv, that the lishka's parhedron was chayv in mezuzah, they're savvy, they hold that dira bal karcha shmedira, that they hold that even though the kohen gadol was forced to live in the lishka's parhedron, he has a chiyav to live there, a dira bal karcha could be a dira, and therefore even though he's there against his will, that's considered a diras keva, and he's chayiv in sukkah. He's chayiv in mezuzah. Rabbi Huda says that the lishkas parhedrin midaraisa is pater from mezuzah. He holds a dira bal karcha lo yishma dira. The reason why he paters it from mezuzah, the reason why he paters the lishkas parhedrin midaraisa from mezuzah is because he holds that being that the kohen gadol has a chiv to be there, he has to be there, he's living there against his will. So therefore, it's not considered a makom dira. When you're forced to live in a place, you're forced by Hashem out the mitzvah to live in a place, so it's not considered a dira, and that's why he holds that the lishkas parhedrin is pater from mezuzah. Ah, so why isn't sukkah considered a lishkas a dira bal karcha? Sukkah also is forced; he has the chiyuv to live in the sukkah. So why is sukkah not considered a dira bal karcha? So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Ritva, the Tes Yishanim over here, the Tes Rush. They all say a similar teretz that by sukkah it's different because at least he gets to live there with his wife, with his children. So therefore, it's not considered like he's living there bal karcha because like he gets to be with his wife and family. It's interesting that by sukkah, Vadi is allowed to leave the sukkah. So the Rishonim could have said a very simple teretz that by sukkah, the reason why it's not considered a dira bal karcha is because he's allowed to leave. It's teshru kein tiduru. A person's allowed to leave the sukkah. He has a chiv to be in the sukkah, but he's also allowed to leave the sukkah. As opposed to the lishka's parhedrin, that maybe has a chiv to stay in the lishka. He has a chiv to stay in there, to be locked up in there. So that's why it's considered a dira bal karcha. The Rishonim don't say that as the teretz. It's a little bit mashma that they held that the lishka's parhedrin also had to get like sukkah that he's allowed to leave. That the lishkas parhedrin, when he was pirish into the lishkas parhedrin, that he was allowed to leave. It was a din prisha. He had a din prisha to be in the lishkas parhedrin. But like sukkah, it's kein tiduru. Avada he could leave to take care of things when he needed to take care of them. Which is what the Sfas Emes really on Beis Haman Aleph writes lahedya. The Sfas Emes on Beis Haman Aleph, he writes that when the kohen gadol was mafrishin the kohen gadol into the lishkas parhedrin, it's not the pshat that he's like locked up in there. Avada he's allowed to leave, and he even says it's again there kein Taduru, like sukkah, that he's allowed to leave when he needs to. But in general, he's there, but he's allowed to leave when he needs to. But anyway, so that's why the lishkas parhedrin is considered a dira bal karcha, because he's there by himself, as opposed to sukkah, where he's there with his family, so it's not called a dira bal karcha. And that's why sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's chayv in mezuzah. And lishkas parhedrin, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's pata from mezuzah, because it's a dira bal karcha. But still, says the Gemara Vayter, midrabanan hu detakinula, still Rabbi Yehuda says, that midrabanan, they made a chayv mezuzah on the lishkas parhedrin, so that people shouldn't say and kilu make fun that the kohen gadol is locked up in the jail. Agav Darach Hashulchan Asid and Simukuf Nun Ches if Yates, he's chaker whether or not the kohen gadol is allowed to leave the lishkas parhedrin, and he says from this gemara it's mashma that he's not allowed to leave, because why would people say that the kohen gadol is locked in the jail if he's leaving all the time? Elamayim must be that he has a chiyuv to stay in there and he's not allowed to leave. That's why if there's no mezuzah, so people are going to say that oh it must be the kohen gadol is in jail. That's what Darach Hashulchan says. It's mashma from this gemara that the kohen gadol wasn't allowed to leave. But I guess you could say is that it could be here we're not talking about that people are actually going to be thinking that the kohen gadol is locked in the jail. It could be here the pshat is that we're choishish for leitzanim, that leitzanim are going to make fun and say oh the kohen gadol is locked in the jail, and for leitzanim even if you have a good teretz and you say oh no what do you mean the kohen gadol is leaving, he's clearly not in jail, for leitzanim of course there's always going to be terutzim, but they're still going to be leitzanim and they're still going to make fun and they're going to say oh yeah but there's no mezuzah, so you see he's in the jail. It could be that's the pshat if you say that he's allowed to leave, still you could say that people, that the late Sanim will say that he's, that the Kohen Gadol is locked in the jail. But either way, so it comes out that so the machlekes, the few Rava, the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is Ein Hachanami during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Rabbanan said it's Chayiv Midaraisa in Mezuzah because they say Dira Bal Karcha Shma Dira, and therefore it's Chayiv in Mezuzah. And Rabbi Yehuda says Dira Bal Karcha Lo Shma Dira, and therefore it's Pater in Mezuzah. So it comes out, and Rabbi Yehuda was saying, when he said, what do you mean? There was a lot of Lishkas at the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't have a Mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda was bringing a Raya from the other Lishkas that you see, that why didn't they have a mezuzah? It must be because they have a chiv to be there. Because dira bal karcha, and because dira bal karcha, lo yishma dira, so that's why there was no chiv mezuzah. And if so, that the huadin, by the lishkas parhedrin, that being that the Kohen Gadol has a chiv to be there, so it must be that so therefore it's pater from mezuzah. It must be that it's not a chiv midarais and mezuzah. And that which had a mezuzah was a stomach zera. So what is the Tanakama going to say back to this taina? If the Tanakama holds that dira bal karcha shma dira, so what's taka pshat that the other lishkais did not have a mezuzah? So the Gemara doesn't really address this. I saw in the Meiri on Amud Beis, and yet Aleph Amud Beis, their Meiri says that the Pshat Rabbanan is that they held that being that the Shomrim are only there at night, so that's not considered a Chashav Adira, but no Sheikhas to the Lishkas Parhedrin. It was its own reason that those were Pata from Mezuzah, because the Shomrim were only there at night. But the Lishkas Parhedrin, Als Dira Bal Karcha is considered a Dira, it's Shma Dira, and therefore the Lishkas Parhedrin was Chayiv in Mezuzah. The place can discuss, based on our Gemara, whether or not the jail is chayv in mezuzah. The Chidam Berki Yosef in Yerodea Resh Pei Vav, Sifkan Gimel, he brings from the Beis Hillel, who said that the jail is potter from mezuzah. And he brought a riot from our Gemara, because the Gemara says that the reason why the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah was exeros, so that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is in the jail. Now, if a jail is chayv in mezuzah, then why would anyone say such a thing? It must be, what's the pshat? The pshat is a jail is punter from mezuzah. And because if the Lishkas Parhedrin didn't have a mezuzah, so people would say, oh, look, you want to know why there's no mezuzah? Because it's a jail. And the jail is punter from mezuzah. So you see, a jail is punter from mezuzah. However, the Chidah is chaylik on the Beis Hillel. The Chidah says that Ein Hachanami, you see from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda held that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said this gzeira. So you only see from here that Rabbi Yehuda held that the jail is pata from mezuzah. And that's only because Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitasai, because he holds that the dira bal karcha is l'shmadira. So that's why a jail is pata from mezuzah. But the Fidah Chachamim who say that the dira bal karcha shmadira, so the Ein Hachanami, a jail would taka b'chayv in mezuzah. And he brings that this was also the psak of the Shire Ephraim, that the jail is chayiv in mezuzah. It seems that the Beis Hillel understood that there's no reason to make the machlekes more than it needs to be. The machlekes of Yehuda the Chachamim was about the Lishkas Parhedrin, whether or not that's considered a dira bal karcha, whether or not the dira bal karcha is chayiv or pater from mezuzah. But the jail, it could be that everyone's mighty that the jail is pater from mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda was just saying that the Lishkas Parhedrin has a mezuzah out to a jail. But there's no hechrich from our Gemara that there's a machlekes about jails. The machlekes was about the Lishkas Parhedrin. So let's assume that the jail, there's no machlekes. That's what the Beis Hillel understood. Now, why would the jail be worse than a dira bal karcha? I mean, if the Chachamim hold that the dira bal karcha is shma dira and it's chayv in mezuzah, so why should the jail be any worse? Why would the jail be pata from mezuzah? So I saw a Gishmak HaSvar in the Haaretz of Rav Eliashiv over here on our Gemara. He writes that even the Chachamim who say that the dira bal karcha is shma dira, that it could be they'd be mighty that the jail is pata. Why? Because what's a dira bal karcha? What's a Lishkas Parhedrin? So he has a chiv to be in the Lishkas Parhedrin. He's not allowed to be anywhere else. He has a chiv to live here. But the chiv, and what he's being forced to do, is being forced to live here. So that's called a dira bal karcha. And the Chachamim say that a dira bal karcha shma dira. But the jail, says Rav Eliashiv, it's not the pshat that the person in the jail is being forced to live in the jail. He's being forced not to live anywhere else. The pshat is we don't want him to be with the rest of society. He's being forced not to be anywhere else. Memelo, he's living in the jail. It's not the pshat that we have some sort of specific interest of him being in the jail. He's not being forced to live in the jail. He's being forced not to be anywhere else. The Mamele is here. So that's not even called a dira. It's not called he's living here because he's not living here. He's just not living anywhere else. Mamele, he's over here. And therefore, being that that's not considered a dira, so there even the Chachamim would say that a jail is pata from mezuzah. That's the pshat in the Beis Hillel. But either way, the Chidah And Shai Ephraim clearly held that no, that jail is chayvim is as a lefila chachamim. Lemaisin the Sefer Choyev Asadar from Rav Yaakov Bloy in Parag Gimel Sif Yud. So he writes that one should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. That on a jail one should put up a mezuzah without a bracha, if possible. I guess not always is it possible, but if possible, so he says that one should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Vayter in the Gemara, man tana lahad tana rabbanan. Who is the tana of the following brisa? The Braisa says, going on to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Kol Hasha'arim Shayu Sham, all the different gates that they had in the Azara, Lo Hayu Lahem Mezuzah, so all the different Sha'arim, they didn't have a Mezuzah, Chutz Mishar Niknor. The one exception was Shar Niknor. Shar Niknor had a Mezuzah, Shalafnim Mimenu Lishkas Parhedrin, because it was the gate that led to the Lishkas Parhedrin. When one wanted to go to Lishkas Parhedrin, he went through Shar Niknor, so therefore it had a Mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Lema Rabbanan Hivloi Rabbi Yehuda. The Lechaira, this Braisa is like the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Rabbi Yehuda, if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, he goof a gzeira. Even the fact that the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah was only a gzeira. Vana neka v'nigza gzeira l'gzeira. And we should go ahead now and make a gzeira l'gzeira and say that the shar niknor also has a mezuzah. Gzeira atu the Lishkas Parhedrin. When the Lishkas Parhedrin only had a mezuzah as a gzeira, it's a gzeira l'gzeira. It's not something that the Rabbanan do. Says the Gemara, "Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda." You could even say that the Tana of the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda, and kulo chad gzeirahi. It's all one gzeira, which Rabbeinu Eliakim explains is because normally the shar leading to a house is chayv mezuzah. So if people see that there's no mezuzah on the shar niknor, so the viter make fun that the kohen gadol is in the jail. And therefore, it's all considered one gezeira, that's why Shar Niknor had a mezuzah. Now, we'll stop here, but we'll just conclude with an interesting kasha from the Taisa's Rit. So the Braisa says that Shar Niknor had a mezuzah because it was near the Lishkas Parhedrin. That was the shar that one went to, that one went through when he went to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now, as the Taisa's Rit, that Shar Niknor was a shar on the east side of the Azara. That's what's mavur in the Mishnah, Mesachah Shkalim, and Parag Vav, Halacha Beis, a Mishnah Beis. It says that the Shar Niknor was a shar on the east side of the Azara. The Lishkas Parhedrin, we'll see later on Daf Yotes, is either on the north or the south side of the Azara. So Asatas is rid, so then one of the Sharim on the north or south of the Azara should have been Chayv and Mezuzah because it went to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Not the Shar Niknor, which was on the east side of the Azara. What Shaykh is Shar Niknor to the Lishkas Parhedrin was, which was on the north or south side of the Azara. And he blib Shver. So if you look in the Gemara, there's an aleph by the word Shar Niknor, and that's a Haggah from the Goyin, and the Goyin Taka takes out the word Shar Niknor, and he says instead you should say Shar Hamayim. Shar Hamayim was a Shar that's Mavur and Shkolim, was on the south side of the Azara. However, this is also Shver, because, first of all, from the Taisa's Rit, you see that he clearly had our Gersa of Shar Niknor, and the Rambam as well. The Rambam brings our Gemara down the Halacha, and he writes Shar Niknor. So they clearly had our Gersa, so it's a little bit Shver to switch to Gersa when we see that the Rishonim had our Gersa. And V'aid is, it doesn't really help so much, because if you switch it to Shar Mayim, so Shar Mayim was a Shar on the south side of the Azara, but the Gemara is at Tzad and Yates that Lishkas Parhedrin was on the north of the Azara. So it's not going to help us on that side that Lishkas Parhedrin was on the north of the Azara. L'maisa, the Ravid says in his Pirush on Maseches Tamid, it's printed in the Vilna Shas and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that even though the Lishkas Parhedrin was on the north or south side of the Azara, it was still towards the east. And therefore, the Shar Niknor was the Shar that one went through when he wanted to get to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Enechanami, Lishkas Parhedrin was on the north or south of the Azara, but it's all the way to the east in a way that the easiest Shar to go through in order to get to the Lishkas Parhedrin was the Shar Niknor. And that's the Pshat. That's why Shar Niknor is considered the Shar that went to the Lishkas Parhedrin.